system must protect our rights.
More than anything else, the Occupy Wall Street movement put a spotlight on the nation's rising income inequality. The protesters were kicked out of their headquarters at Zuccotti Park in November, but large groups continue to meet daily inside the public atrium at 60 Wall Street. Reporter Sarah Kate Kramer brings us some of their voices.
Hi, I'm Alexa O'Brien. I do consider myself to be a part, I mean, it's a fact that I'm a part of the American middle class.
My name is Craig Stallone. I'm out of work right now, so I would say that I am temporarily poor, but I have job prospects which will get me back into the middle class within another few months.
My name is Anthony Giovanni. I consider myself part of the 99% of those that live in the United States. So, yeah, I guess so.
My name is Jean. I don't consider myself part of the middle class. I consider myself to be part of the people who are in poverty.
My name is Chris. I would say that I'm somebody who grew up with many gifts. The best way for me to honor the gifts that I've received throughout my life is to fight as hard as I can and as long as I can to help as many people as possible get the same gifts that I've enjoyed.
I'm Zachary Loeb. I don't consider myself, you know, part of the middle class or part of the lower class. I just consider myself a worker.
Michael Bloss. No, I'm not a part of the American middle class. I'm homeless.
The cooperation of its members that are...
What does being middle class mean to you?
You're not desperately poor. You, on the other hand, are not fantastically wealthy. You live a comfortable existence, perhaps not a luxurious existence, not a destitute existence, but you're comfortable.
You're more than scraping by. You've got a television. You've got a car. You go on vacation.
I guess the middle class would be the group of people who traditionally were able to own homes, send their children to higher education, retire. It's a phenomenon in the Western world that wasn't always present and is now slipping back into obscurity.
Essentially what's happened is that the factions that control our government have captured political power using financial power to pass laws to make themselves richer. And that has certainly been at the expense of the rest of the population.
As hard as middle class people used to work to get ahead is how hard they are now working to remain at the level that they're at.
I define the middle class as the modern age slave.
Do I think the middle class is shrinking? Absolutely. I've watched it shrink.
You're either poor or rich, and there's not a real in-between.
Those are the voices of some of the protesters at Occupy Wall Street in New York.